You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Farmworkers in central New York and across the state are claiming victory after a state appellate court ruled Thursday that they have a constitutionally protected right to organize. Crispin Hernandez filed suit in 2016 after he gathered his co-workers after work hours in his personal residence to discuss workplace and living conditions. He says Mark's farm in Lowville intimidated the workers with dogs and police before firing them. Hernandez says through an interpreter that they now have a voice.
It's very important. Like today we have a lot of workplace abuse.
Por ejemplo, robo de salario.
Like wage theft.
Malas viviendas.
Bad housing.
Los patrones no dan entrenamiento necesario a los trabajadores.
Farm owners not giving the necessary training to workers.
Y hay muchos incidentes.
And there's a lot of accidents because agriculture is a very dangerous work. This is important because this is a tool so workers can organize and they collectively fight for better conditions.
Syracuse attorney Brian Butler represents the New York Farm Bureau, which plans to appeal the decision. He says it seems the court's majority ignored 80 years of constitutional and statutory precedent.
The court is essentially equating collective bargaining with freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to vote. Economic legislation like this has never been afforded that kind of status. This is a debate that needs to be had in the legislature.
There is legislation being debated in Albany that would address collective bargaining for farm workers. Butler says the decision by the appellate court deprived the Farm Bureau of answering the complaint and litigating the issue in a trial court. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.